little bit of Ray, the best bits.
JP was heading off yesterday to All of Us Strangers. Not Us Strangers, but the film All of Us Strangers. This is the Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott film.
Turns out it's really Andrew Scott's film. Paul Mescal is in it, but he's very much in a supporting role. I hadn't seen Andrew Scott in anything. I haven't seen him as Moriarty in Sherlock. I haven't seen Fleabag. So it was my first Andrew Scott experience.
He's going to be that new Ripley thing that looks fantastic, that's on Netflix.
Right. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Talented Mr. Ripley, yeah. They made a TV show that looks class. They released the trailer for it last week. I seen him as the sexy priest in Fleabag.
I could see that. Having not seen Fleabag, I could see how he could be sexy.
Jeez, he's been around for years, actually. He still looks very young. Is that Hollywood? Do you know the way when Irish people... Same with Keoghan, actually. What, now that he's in Hollywood, he doesn't look Irish anymore.
You don't think Andrew Scott looks Irish?
I think there was a time he looked like Irish fella over in London doing the bit of acting. And now, like everyone that goes to Hollywood, it's like, you don't look like... Like Fassbender. In fairness, Fassbender never looked Irish. He was always stunning. So what's this like? Yeah, All of Us Strangers. Any strangers in it?
Metaphorically speaking, no.
So is it all just a lot of people who don't know each other?
No, that's not what it is. It is...
Is there a lot of people in it that know each other and then one person who arrives and that one person doesn't know them? And they're All of Us Strangers, saying to them,
yeah,
to Andrew
you've
Scott.
You've taken the title extremely literally. I've seen what you've done there. It's a little bit off the mark. I suppose in a way, on a deeper way, it is about humans and how we can be strangers and estranged from each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it any good? Out of 10?
It's unbelievable. It's easily a 9. It might even be a 10. And okay. It's incredibly emotional. This is an absolute cry fest. And I, as you know, try to stop myself from crying in movies usually. I failed at least 3 times in this.
Ooh.
Andrew Scott cries in this film about 4 or 5 times. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh God, this is just a bit of a dreary film. Do you want to reach into the screen and slap some sense into him? But no, he's amazing.
Which is what JP would do in real life.
I would.
That's what JP would do in real life. He does it all the time with me. During ad breaks, you should see it. It's a good thing the webcams aren't turned on. It's like that scene in Airplane where there's a queue.
Queuing up to slap. Well, he's an unbelievably good crier and crying in all sorts of different ways. Quiet crying, loud crying, snotty crying, subtle crying, all the crying. So I found myself
crying. Does he talk in it at all? No, it's just all crying.
He talks between the tears. He does. I think I'm maybe going through the male menopause because I cry more easily now than
you
I
do,
That's true,
you
though.
You do, yeah. If it's not me crying during the ad break and being smacked over the head, it's the other way around.
Are you saying you don't cry easily these days?
I cry at everything. It's since becoming a father, though. I think that I've become much more
well,
genuine.
Unless I secretly become a father somewhere that I don't know about.
Yeah, there's a list again. So they just haven't been in touch. I think it's since becoming a father that my emotions are much more closer to the surface. And like I could be watching anything, I could watch a TV show. We're being manipulated an awful lot more now, though, as well, than we were, say, 20 years ago, I feel anyway. That they've gotten, movies and TV shows have gotten an awful lot better at putting in the little bit of music or editing scenes in such a way that it's like, oh God, I think I should be crying here.
Oh, this movie does that, yeah.
It's an ad for toilet paper.
The combination of the music and the stuff on screen is definitely geared to make you cry, but in a kind of a nice, subtle, clever way.
He's getting paid for it. He's getting paid for crying.
This is true, but I'm wondering, do you think, because you can cry easily, you could cry on the spot, on demand like Andrew Scott? Somebody sticks a camera in front of you, could you start crying? Are you doing it right now?
I'm trying to think, what would they, because don't actors say they have a process? They have kind of a thing that they go to, which is a thing in their head that makes them cry.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what that would be first for me.
Yeah.
And then try and apply it. Okay. And then you need to bear in mind, like, you're not on your own. It's not a private situation.
No.
It's like they've got sound people, you've got lighting, you've got the director, you've got all sorts of, you've got a whole room full of people standing there.
And you're expected to cry now.
Do it now.
3, 2, 1, now cry.
We've only got the light for the next 20 minutes. You have to do it now and you have to get it right because the next scene needs to be shot or we need to move a location or something. You have to cry now. I can't imagine that.
He's doing it. You were nearly there.
Stop
you were so
staring
close.
At me. Don't
you
look at
so
me.
Don't laugh.
Don't look at Mr. Foley while he's acting.
Stop laughing. You can't cry. You can't cry. Go on. I'll try it as well. Cut. Can we go again? Reset.
Go again. Go
Can
again.
Can we go again?
Go again.
Shh.
From the top, please.
Get into the right headspace. Come on.
Quiet on set.
Yeah. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. I can see you laughing in the corner of my eye.
Look, I'll go back to my trailer. No, there's a bit there. There's a bit there from laughing.
There is.
Can we use that?
Yeah.
Can we use that's a laughing tear, but I'll use that for emotion. I still got it, lads. Ken says, put your hand in your pants pocket and then pull the hairs on your leg. Works for Joey and friends.
Is that how Joey cried?
Yeah, I think he had a hole in his pocket though, didn't he?
Charlene says, I know how to make you cry. Look at the money Ray Darcy's on. Then I'd never get out of bed then. I'd be so upset. And Shane says, just play When We Were Young by Adele for yourself. Ray. Shane, that is a great shout. I cry every time. The only thing is, if I'm, you know, ahead of my massive career in Hollywood, hugely successful, and I'm cast in a very emotional role, in every single scene, I'm wearing a pair of headphones listening to Adele.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!